We're going to go straight to Tokyo because Matty Carmichael from Channel 7 is on the line. G'day, mate. Where do we find you at today?
Hey, Whitey. Mate, I've just got to set the scene for you. We've gone out to Izu for the velodrome for the rest of the week. We're staying in a hotel that looks out over these rice paddies. We've got a natural hot spring coming in where you can just go and have a little swim at the hotel.
Oh.
Living the dream here, Whitey.
Lovely, lovely. I saw your report on 7 News last night. So the velodrome's an interesting story. So what was it part of? Was it part of like an old Disneyland or something like that?
Yeah, it's like this weird, it's sort of like this old amusement park where there's a couple of like carousels and roller coasters and that on sort of on the side of the mountain looking back towards Mount Fuji. So it's got a little enchanted sort of feel to it.
It's pretty special when you're at the velodrome for the cycling at the Olympics. You know, not a lot of us, mate, get to spend time at velodromes and see just how brutal this sport can be and how tough the competitors are. But Alex Porter's crash last night was something so bizarre and something so out of the blue that it had everyone just stunned.
Yeah, and so unfair, hey. Like, all the build-up that you go to and everything you put yourself through to go as a track endurance rider at the Olympics, all the pain and everything, you get there, they're flying. They were pretty much on pace with the Danes. And then your handlebars snap and face plant on the track. It was awful, absolutely awful. And it had been a rough night already for the Aussies because the women didn't have the race that they wanted to, so they were already out of gold medal contention as well. And then that happened. But mate, Alex Porter getting back on and going again like half an hour later.
Yeah,
that's one of the toughest things you'll see in sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it was incredible to watch and the bark off his face and you know when you when you hit those boards. Have they got to the bottom of what actually happened, mate?
Yeah, it was actually really interesting because I'm sort of pinching myself because in the spot right next to me for the week, and he was with us at the BMX. Sir Bradley Wiggins, now he is, like five-time gold medalist, Tour de France winner, and his insights are so good. So he was explaining that those handlebars that Alex Porter was using are actually 3D printed ones. So that's really new, high-tech type thing with it. But he said that they're actually, he tried to use these a few years ago himself, and they're actually, he felt they were a little bit flimsy. And this style of velodrome with the long straights and the steep banks and the short steep banks, the G-forces that come through the handlebars, Brad Wiggins thought that these weren't the right kind of handlebars to use for this. So that's really interesting insight from him. And we've just seen Cycling Australia put out a statement about it today saying that the manufacturer is not the same as their bike manufacturer, and a bit of a cryptic message from them. But yeah, that's what Brad Wiggins thought. Probably not the right choice of handlebars.
Which goes to show too just how brave it was for Alex and the rest of the team to go back out there, because if it could happen once, it could happen again unless that bike was a one-off.
Yeah, to trust in that. I've never ridden on a velodrome at the speed anywhere near what these guys are going, and I can't imagine doing that anyway, let alone having to do it after that's happened, eh?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so this afternoon it kicks off women's team pursuit first round and men's team sprint qualifying as well. So what are we looking forward to this Arvo?
Hopefully that effort from the guys just to fight back last night, and they almost squeezed into the top four to have a crack at gold. That could be something that, you know, it's that galvanising thing or something that, you know, we go on about in sport. So the women need to lift for them to stay in the chance to go for bronze tonight. The men, they come back out, so they've got a chance to go in and fight for bronze tomorrow. And the men's team sprint has got one. It's the start of one of the great comebacks, Whitey, isn't it? Matty Glaitzer coming back from thyroid cancer only 2 years ago, to be at the Olympics is almost ridiculous. And here he is, and he thinks they're a genuine chance to win a medal.
Yeah.
The Dutch look fantastic, but who knows? Fighting back the way Matty Glaitzer has done, who knows what they could do.
He is a great story. Nathan Hart, Lee Hoffman, Matty Richardson also as part of that team sprint. I had a chat to Barretts yesterday, Matt, and he gave me an update on the team or where he's staying, because it's not Media Village anymore. So he's at the hotel, and he updated the room service menu quite glowingly. It's all about the cheeseburger for Barrett. So where you're sitting with your nice little day spa.
Very regal for Barrett. Yeah, they lay it everywhere Barretta goes. So
correct.
They have to lay out.
Correct.
Well, but golden platter for him.
But the litmus test for him is the cheeseburger. So believe me, I've spent too many years going around too many venues and too many hotels to know that if the cheeseburger ain't right, then you need to check out. So up where you are, or out where you are with your nice little day spa outside, how's the room service going at your joint?
Oh, we've just got here last night and actually haven't had dinner here yet, but they laid on a very lovely little breakfast for us today. But the thing that I've fallen in love with here, Whitey, is just the convenience store food. It's so good. And I will have to say that the beers aren't bad either from the convenience stores, but the food you can get there, it's great. It's actually really good.
Yeah, you've got to hand it to the Japanese. They make everything good and they make everything easy. Good on you, mate. Great to catch up. Enjoy your afternoon and evening out there at the Velodrome.
Yeah, thanks, Whitey. Good to speak to you, mate.
You too, mate. Matt Carmichael there doing a wonderful job on Channel 7. He'll be covering all the news and all the interviews out there throughout the coverage and on 7 News as well. Wow, it's been a busy, busy hour. We've got more finals to come, including the K2 500. So Alyssa Bull and Alice Wood in action, paddling out there at the Sea Forest Waterway. Thomas Green finishing 7th in his final.